Fred Film Radio.
Korea Florence Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here, the 12th edition of Florence Korea Film Fest. And today we are in company with Nam Dong-chul, programmer at Busan International Film Festival. Welcome. Busan is one of the most renowned Asian film festivals out there. How do you see this partnership with this fascinating cultural extreme represented by Florence?
부산 국제 영화제는 1996년에 1회 영화제를 시작했으니까요. 올해
Busan International Film Festival was born in 96, was first created in 96, and in 2014 we're going to celebrate our 19th birthday with our 19th edition. The festival experienced a really swift evolution in a short time, and it has swiftly become one of the most representative for the whole of Asia. It developed in particular between the end of the 90s and the early 2000s, and that was the time when the Korean cinema was first discovered at an international level, and I think that our festival played a big role in that. Now our goal is to show Asian movies in general, not only Korean films, but also the production from the whole of Asia.
그 새로운 아시아 영화를 전 세계에 소개하는 그런 역할을 해왔다고 말씀드릴 수 있을 것 같습니다.
Busan's inception came and followed the development of Asian cinema within a worldwide interest. During this work at Busan, do you find yourself keeping up with the evolution of Korean cultural trends, or rather you try to anticipate them?
저로서는 이제 그냥 뭔가 문화 발전을 쫓아가는 그러니까 뒤쳐져서 쫓아가는 쪽은 아니고 오히려 좀
I think that the Busan International Film Festival gave its contribution to this diffusion of Korean culture in the whole world, and I think that cinema kick-started the whole process, and now we can see that things are evolving with K-dramas and television and K-pop music as well, but it all started with the movies.
한국 문화를 알리는 데 있어서는 영화 쪽 그리고 영화제 이런 게 좀 먼저 뭔가 선도하는 역할을 했던 것 같습니다.
I mean, working as a programmer means watching an inhuman quantity of films. Do you sometimes find yourself foreseeing the different leitmotifs that we may find year after year, almost as to say, this year we will follow this direction and rather than the other?
내년이 어떨 건지는 모르고요. 사실은 이제 그 해에 출품된 영화들을 보면서 아 지금 그 한국 영화에
I don't think I am able to foresee what the new trends will be, but I think at the same time that I am able to see if to judge, to see if new movies, new directors and new works are good or not, and if they are going to fare well or not. And I can see what direction they're going to take. I enjoy my job very much, even though I'm always worried that I may not get it right and get the right ones, that I'm not able to spot the new Park Chan-wook or the new Kim Ki-duk. I see a large amount of movies, and sometimes I'm worried that I might skip the right ones, but I love movies very much and I love watching them very much.
그거를 걱정을 하면서 최대한 열심히 영화를 보려고 합니다.
And to finish, just curiosity, out of all the myriads of films that you've been watching all your life, from a Western perspective, Korean cinema is a kind of constant, forward-thinking kind of cinema. Personally, if you had to look back, where do you find its origins? I mean, where do you find the origins of this golden age?
지난 한 20년 사이에 그 가장 중요했던 감독은 역시나 뭐 박찬욱, 김기덕,
I think that in the last 20 years, directors such as Kim Ki-duk, Park Chan-wook, Han Sang-soo, Lee Chung-dong, and Bong Joon-ho played a big part in making Korean cinema unique. As a Korean, I don't think I'm fully aware of what our national cinema may look like to foreigners. And for example, this morning we held a press conference with actor Shamin Sheikh, who's a guest star at the festival. And when a journalist, an Italian journalist, asked about the amount of violence in Korean films, I realized for the first time that our films are really violent, but I had never realized it before because I am Korean and I'm used to it. So I think that the reasons for the violence in our cinema and the other features of our cinema dates back to our story, and we can see that we experienced a number of violent events from a social and political point of view. So I think that some reasons are to be found in that. And I like to get different opinions from foreign journalists and foreign reviewers, because that's how I finally understand what other people may think of our own production.
Thank you very much, Anam, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.